Phoenix is a young city and taking steps to preserve its history, but also looking to be one of the nation's more innovative places. Right in the middle of its downtown is the Orpheum Theater, built in 1929. The Orpheum went through a number of incarnations and names, including the Paramount and Palace West, before the city purchased it and began a 12-year restoration, which was completed in 1997. And recently, Architectural Digest compiled a list of the most beautifully designed theater in each state, and the Orpheum won the honor for Arizona. So to get in touch with its art and craftsmanship, I took a tour of the theater, including its lobby and balcony, with David Cruz. He's theatrical venues manager for the city of Phoenix. We started in the restored lobby with a view of Adams Street.
This lobby, with the exception of the lighting fixtures, has been restored to what it would have looked like in 1929 when it opened. Every piece of plaster has been hand-finished, so you would consider this hand-carved plaster made from plaster molds and then hand-finished by an artisan. The Orpheum, when it opened in 1929, opened as a vaudeville and movie house. So it was built with a full-size stage, but vaudeville was still out, you know, doing live shows, variety entertainment at the time, and this was part of the Orpheum circuit. And so for listeners who don't know what that means, the Orpheum was one of many circuits, the Strand Circuit, the Sanger Circuit. And so a circuit would purchase a show, say Laurel and Hardy are going around doing vaudeville. A certain circuit would purchase their show, and then they would travel all around the country playing the Orpheums or the Sangers all throughout the United States.
Taking us back to the original days, why is it important when we consider how people think today with social media and how modern things are? Why is it important that this theater retain or at least recapture some of the flavor from the early days?
Well, I think that it's important to maintain history. And I've said it in the past that I personally think that the city gets a little bit of a bum rap when it comes to preserving its history. They have done a lot, but yes, you see a lot of it disappear, but you see that in every city around the country. And in a city as innovative as Phoenix is, it has to modernize. So in 1997, when the theater reopened after this 12-year, $14 million restoration that it underwent, that the city did and opened with the brand new modern city hall attached to it. You have this old meets new thing going on here. The innovation of Phoenix is able to continue on the outside and then inside this historic venue and bring you into this modern age of entertainment and all of the different things that we do here now. But this ornateness that you see, one of the things that I get a lot when we're taking people through is, they don't make them like this anymore. And my response is usually, they didn't make them like this when they were making them like this.
Based on the design and based on getting back to the early days of it, is there a vibe, is there a tone you want people who attend to think about more than just they're coming to see a show, they're coming to see a show in a special place?
Sure. Movie going in the late 20s and through the 30s and 40s was an experience. Just going to the theater was an experience. And that's one of the things that I would encourage people to do when they get here. And you should come in and you should explore this place because that is part of this experience. You know, you want to talk about selfie-worthy places. You know, one of the most photographed places on Instagram right now is our ladies' restroom downstairs because it's ridiculous. There's couches, there's ornate furniture, there's all kinds of stuff going on down there. And so you'll see those photos pop up pretty much every show on social media. But you, throughout this theater, there's just so many beautiful places to get your picture taken. And I mean, we have a lot of people that come in that want to do that, you know, that want to rent the theater for photo shoots, that want to rent to the theater to shoot a music video. And then, you know, those are pretty exciting things for us, that people recognize that and want to honor it and showcase it. But that's what I'd like it to be now. So this is always one of my favorite pieces, is to enter the balcony before entering the lower level, because you just come in and the reveal is spectacular. The Orpheum Theater is an atmospheric theater, and what that means is it was meant and designed to feel like you were watching a show al fresco just in the garden of a Spanish villa under the night sky. And so the ceiling here, it's not running right now, but it has atmospheric effects on it where it goes from sort of late afternoon to nighttime, and you'll see there'll be clouds moving across the sky. The sun will set, and then the night sky will come out, and those stars will come out as well.
Well, in its own way, it's almost like an observatory when you look at the ceiling.
Correct, yeah. And that's what it was meant to feel like. It was just meant to give you this different experience, like you were in a different part of the world. This feels very of Arizona. Even though it's meant to be a Spanish countryside, that Spanish influence, which has influenced, obviously, you know, the Mexican culture and the Southwest culture, carries over into here. And you know, these mountains... It could be the superstitions, you know, it just has a feeling of being of the area where it exists. And I feel that way about the exterior of the building as well, but it's not, you know, it is of Spain. And, you know, as you come around and you see all of the normally when you're looking in a theater, that ornateness would all be around the proscenium arch, but here it extends all the way through the entire balcony level, and you'll see the tiled roofs, and it feels like a village, the little balconies on the sides, you know, and that goes through the mountainscapes and over to what feels like, you know, the balcony of a villa somewhere.
You mentioned the concept of sort of stepping back in time, which in some ways I guess seems obvious, but when you really walk in here and see the details of what's going on, is that part of really the message when it comes to having a theater like this that's restored? Yes, you're giving modern shows. Yes, you're offering modern concessions, but you still give people a chance to almost take a breather from everyday life.
Yeah, I think that's the point. Everything is instant gratification now. Anything you want, you can have right then, and you expect it right then. And that is incredibly stressful for a person, because then when you don't have it or when you can't have it, you know, it just produces all of these things for you. And it's not the same as just having an experience, of having a live experience happening in front of you, not through the screen of your phone, and to be able to explore. I think that that's an important part of this. The buildings that are of this age that have retained, you know, any of this sort of history and ornateness, you know, Westward Ho or this Hotel San Carlos or Tovria Castle even, they're few and far between in the valley. And so I think that is an important piece of it, is preserving that history and creating the new history. We're doing some work on the building, you know, having some things done. And I just had an architect tell me the other day, everything looks great. She's aging gracefully. Was his words. It was a beautiful venue in 1929. It's a beautiful venue in 2018, and it's going to continue to be a beautiful venue.
David Cruz is theatrical venues manager for the city of Phoenix. He was my tour guide at the Orpheum Theater.